Робин Гуд, глава 4, быстрый вариант. The sheriff of Nottingham hated Robin and wanted to kill him. The sheriff was a very unkind man. He treated the poor Saxons very badly. He often took away all their money and their houses. Sometimes he cut off their ears or fingers. The poor people went into the wood, and Robin gave them food and money. Sometimes they went home again, but very often they stayed and became his men. The sheriff knew this, so he hated Robin more. But he could not catch Robin. Robin used to go to Nottingham very often. But the sheriff never knew him, so he always escaped. The sheriff was much afraid to go into the forest to take him. Robin's men fought for him because they loved him. The sheriff's men only served him because they were afraid of him. One day Robin met a butcher in the forest. This butcher was going to the market at Nottingham. "What have you there, my man?" he asked. "Butcher meat for Nottingham market," replied the man. "Do you want to buy some?" "Yes, I do," said Robin. "I'll buy it all, and your horse too. I'd like to go to Nottingham and see what kind of butcher I will make." So the butcher sold his horse, all his meat and clothes to Robin. Then Robin went to Nottingham to sell his meat at the market. In those days, there were very few shops, so everyone used to go to the market to buy and sell. Robin began to cry, "Prime meat, ladies, come and buy, cheapest meat in all the market. 2 pence a pound, ladies, come and buy." "What's it, everyone? Beef at 2 pence a pound? Why, it is usually 10 pence. Robin knew nothing about selling meat. He never bought any. He used to live on what they shot in the forest. Everyone came round his stall to buy. The butchers began to talk among themselves and say, "Who is this man? Do you think he stole the meat? Perhaps his father died and left him the business. The sooner he loses it all, the better for us." "It is silly," said one old man. He was the chief butcher. Laughter came from Robin's corner. He was not only selling meat, but making jokes about it all the time. "I tell you what," said the old butcher, "we'd better go talk to him and find out who he is. We must ask him to come and have dinner with us and the sheriff today." On market days, the butchers used to have dinner together after market was over, and the sheriff used to come and have dinner with them. "Thank you," said Robin. "I should like it. I'm very hungry and thirsty." "Come then," said the butchers. The old butcher began asking Robin questions to try and find out something about him. "I have not been here before," he said. "Have I not?" replied Robin. "I have not seen you, at least. Have you not?" "You are new to the business." "Am I?" "Well, you seem to be," said the old butcher. "Do I?" replied Robin, laughing. The old butcher got nothing. The sheriff's wife was very kind and was interested in Robin when she heard that he was the new butcher. Robin had such pleasant manners. She thought he was a very nice man. She was quite sorry when the sheriff came and took him away for dinner. "I hope to see you again, kind sir," she said, saying goodbye. "Come to see me next time you have meat to sell." "Thank you, lady. I will not forget your kindness," replied Robin. At dinner, the sheriff sat at one end of the table and the old butcher at the other. Robin, as the greatest stranger, had the place of honor on the sheriff's right hand. The sheriff was thinking hard. He was a greedy old man. He said to himself, "This silly young fellow does not know the value of things. If he has any cattle, I might buy it for very little. I could sell it again to the butchers for a good price. In that way, I should make a lot of money." After dinner, he led Robin aside. "See here, young man," he said, "I like your looks. You are new to this business. Don't trust this man." He pointed to the butchers. "Take my advice. If you have any cattle to sell, come to me. I'll give you a good price." The sheriff was happy when he heard that Robin has so many cattle for sale. He made up his mind that it would be easy to cheat this silly young man. He began to count the money. He was such a greedy old man, but there was a twinkle in Robin's eye. "Now, young man, when can I see this cattle of yours?" asked the sheriff. "I can't buy a pig in a poke, you know. I must see them first." "And the land, too. And the land, too," he added. "The sooner the better," said Robin. "I start for home tomorrow morning. If you like to ride with me, I will show you the cattle and the land, too." "Fine," said the sheriff. "Tomorrow morning, then, after breakfast, I go with you. And see here, young man," he added, "you won't sell to anyone else. It's a bargain, isn't it?" "Oh, certainly. I won't even speak of it to anyone, replied Robin, and he went away laughing to himself. That night the sheriff counted out 300 pounds in gold. It's a lot of money, he said to himself, a lot of money. Still, I must pay him something for his cattle. He put the gold under his pillow. Then he went to bed and tried to sleep, but he was too excited. In the morning when the sheriff saw they were going to Sherwood Forest, he began to feel nervous. There is a bold, bad man in these woods, he said. He's called Robin Hood. He robs people. Do you think he will meet him? I'm sure we won't meet him, replied Robin with a laugh. Well, I hope not, I'm sure, said the sheriff. I never dare to ride through the forest unless I have my soldiers with me. He's a bold, bad man. Robin only laughed, and they rode on right into the forest. Look there, he cried. Look, what do you think of my cattle? I think, said the sheriff, I think I should go back to Nottingham. What? And not buy any cattle? What's the matter? Come, come, sheriff, and besides, you have money for it. At the mention of money, the sheriff turned pale. Young man, he said, I don't like you at all. I want to go back to Nottingham. This isn't money I have in my bags. It's only stones. Robin blew his horn 3 times, and Little John and all the company came out. Good morning, Little John, said Robin. Good morning, Master Robin, he replied. What orders have you for today? Well, in the first place, I hope you have something nice for dinner. I took the sheriff of Nottingham to dine with us, answered Robin. Yes, said Little John, the cooks are busy. But we didn't wait for so fine a guest as the sheriff of Nottingham, he added. I hope he will pay honestly. Robin Hood always gave these men who stole money from poor people a very fine dinner, and then he made them pay much money for it. The sheriff was very much afraid. He knew he was in the hands of Robin Hood. He was angry too. They had a very fine dinner. The sheriff began to feel comfortable and to think he was going to get off easily, when Robin said, Now, Master Sheriff, you must pay for your dinner. Oh, I am a poor man, said the sheriff. I have no money. No money? What have you in your bags, then? Asked Robin. Only stones. Nothing but stones. I told you before, replied the sheriff. Little John, go and look in the sheriff's bag, said Robin. Little John counted out 300 pounds. Sheriff, said Robin, I shall keep all this money and divide it among my men. That is not half as much as you stole from them. I always punish people who tell lies. You do so many evil deeds, he went on, that you deserve to be hanged. But your wife was kind to me yesterday. For her sake, I let it go. But if you are not kind to my men, I will not let you off so easily another time. And Robin called for the sheriff's horse.